You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, November 30th, 2016, week 181 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Wednesday, we're going to do a little bit of We Viewed Reviewed. I viewed Allied. I was told I was going to go see Moana.
Really? Oh, that is very disappointing.
And then the person was like, oh, wait, I have to watch Moana with my sister.
Wow.
And I was like, wait, so we're not going to go watch Moana? And they're like, no.
You should just go to and watch Moana anyway.
And then they were like, okay, let's watch Fantastic Beasts. And I was like, no, I don't want to watch Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, you should have watched Fantastic Beasts.
I was like, I'd rather let's watch Allied.
I should have watched Fantastic Beasts.
Robert Zemeckis.
You made a mistake.
Directed this movie. Starring Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Sounds close enough to me.
Yeah. World War II thriller about spies and love. Yeah.
Pretty much.
I was going to get this out the gate. I gave this movie a 6 out of 8.
Oh, okay.
Not too bad.
That's good.
But it is hard to live up to a movie when you are told it is going to be World War II version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a high bar. Mental bar to
You're like
set.
Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy spies trying to kill each other. This movie, all it really showed me is how crazy people get when they're in love. When you're in love,
I think a lot of movies show that.
This to a fault. You're like, cause
don't spoil for me. No, but wait, but does Brad Pitt become a Nazi at the end? Because I hope not.
No, maybe.
Okay. I'm gonna really hate this movie if Brad Pitt becomes a Nazi at the end.
But the secret is a twist ending. Is a twist is that he was a Nazi.
Brad Pitt was a Nazi the whole time.
Yeah.
And it was, they were trying to tell him to kill her, but it was really her who should have been killing him.
Yeah, but they just didn't trust her because she was a woman.
Exactly.
This is the 40s.
That was the main crux. It's like, she's a woman. You can't trust her. She's a spy. She has an accent.
Yeah.
You know that can't be trusted.
She has a vagina. It's an innie where it should be poking out.
None of it makes any sense.
Yeah. How can we trust her? So, yeah, it's... It was, I don't know. It was like the first
and Dominic Cooper
cool.
Lookalike. Did you see him in the
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, I did see him.
Okay.
I forgot who he was. He was in this, I think he was in The Office for like a split second.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally that part from the trailer. Like, yeah, there he is.
That's all he shows up in the movie. But it just shows like the paranoia that sets in and everything. It was like, they did that part really well. It's like weird because like I revisit this movie in my mind and then I'm like, oh, I hated it. And then I'm like, oh, you know, it was better than I expected. And then other times I'm just like, oh, this was actually really good. And then I'm like, oh, no. So it's like, it fluctuates between like a 4 and a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm at 6.
Go with the 6. Think of the good in it.
Yeah. The good. Brad Pitt, you see his butt.
Ah, there you go.
And
I assume this movie's rated R then,
I guess? Yeah, it is rated R.
Okay.
Another good thing is an old lady, and it's adorable. There was a baby. A baby's adorable.
I saw that trailer, yeah.
There's a scene where they go mushroom picking.
To get high.
That was great.
No.
There's a scene where they go to a bar to buy alcohol, and I didn't even think about, like, going to a pub to, like, buy a case of beer.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing that people used to do.
I think you still do that.
I don't think you're allowed to.
There's this bar near Uxer's place that they're a brewery, I guess.
Yeah, it's a brewery. Like, that's different.
That's different.
Like, you can't go to, like,
a regular bar.
Like, you can't go to Buffalo Wild Wings and be like, hey, can I just buy, like, a 12-pack of Budweiser? Like, you can't do that.
I guess because a lot of them, you can't.
The liquor license. You're not allowed to take the alcohol off the premises.
Yeah.
You can in your stomach, though, so.
True. Can't stop me. It's all in here.
It's all inside of me.
No, just give me a 6-pack and I'll drain it all right here.
Go outside, throw it up.
and be like, ah, I got one over on you. I got your Beal outside of the premises.
Now I'm just... That's almost
There's
as bad
easier as, ways, but yeah. you know.
Yeah, like going to any other store, because we live in California where like any store sells alcohol.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be like
every grocery store.
Liquor store, so mm-hmm. very easy to get alcohol in California. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so sorry, going back to the movie. Yeah, it was like interesting because you're like, wow, like you're really working hard to defend an alleged Nazi is my attitude towards it. Like, potentially.
But alleged, though.
Potentially scum of the earth.
That's alleged, though.
That's like if
you gotta assume
if I was dating someone and they were like, hey, Drew, we heard there's a rumor that she's a white supremacist.
Yeah, but if you have like a kid, I don't know what the order this stuff takes place
okay, yeah.
in.
So,
but if
they
you
have
a kid,
together,
they
have
a
kid,
kid
together,
so
and then
you're
they
like,
suspect it.
If you really and he's a spy himself or whatever, or he's like a military dude. I don't
he's
know.
A spy. They're both spies.
He's a spy then. So you got to think you're a pretty shitty spy if you're having a kid with this person and you still can't tell.
Han Solo slept with the Nazi in Indiana Jones.
That's true, but he's not a spy. He's an archaeologist.
Yeah,
I don't.
He's
I don't,
also a college professor.
I don't fault him for that. He's not gonna know. He's not. He doesn't. Know
I
a
mean,
spy.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Han Solo, the same person.
I feel like he wouldn't even care though.
No.
If he found out, he'd be like, "I'll do this first, and then
checking
I'll,
that one off the list.
Then I'll get you exactly."
But yeah, I don't know. That's all I kept thinking about in the whole movie. I was like, she might be a Nazi.
Yeah, but if he didn't figure out that yet, it's very... I would think he's just really confident in his spy knowledge that he thought he would have known. And that's why it's
well, he's
shaking
like,
to think it may be true.
Like, we're in love. Kept saying, love, love, love.
Why wouldn't they just hire somebody? Like, why would they hire... Like, they're giving him a courtesy, I guess, by telling him. But,
well,
like, they should really hire someone else outside.
No, what they did, I guess this isn't a spoiler. Stop me if I say anything interesting to you.
Well,
it's called like
it
a,
seems interesting.
It's called, like, a blue
me.
Ink test or something like that, where
yeah.
on that, like, village or whatever they live in,
mm-hmm.
like, Nazis are getting messages.
Yeah.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, well... It's what Adele does. So if
it's kind of like
with Adele's personal life. She likes to give her friends different messages, and then if any of those leak into the press,
oh, okay.
she knows which friend did it. So that's what they're doing. And they're like, you just have to stay
I think
home this weekend.
Somebody did that. I don't know if it was somebody like I don't know if it was like Ryan Reynolds. It's somebody with their like celebrity baby pictures. They like gave them to a few select people, and then it leaked.
And then they knew
and then they
the
found out
murder.
Like, somebody who thought it was their friend, and they're like, this guy's selling this for money. It's
yeah.
like really messed up.
Yeah. That's what Adele did. She's like, she told one of her friends, she's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. And then she wasn't pregnant. Or like, yeah, I'm marrying this dude. And
yeah.
he wasn't.
Yeah.
And that's what you catch him slipping.
But also, if you were one of the friends and you didn't tell anybody, you would feel a little bit shitty that you're lying to people. But like,
what do you mean?
That you're getting lied to by Adele or whatever. Like, I thought we were friends. Why'd you tell me lies? Like,
because
I didn't tell
you know the status, you know what kind of life I'm living. In this situation, I'm Adele. You're my friend.
I know. Yeah, I guess if it is proven to be true, but when you're wrong, when it doesn't leak, you feel a little bad.
Yeah, you should feel. Yeah, a little bit, but
like
a
little
like,
bit when it
but
does.
But you tell
leak,
them that you told everyone something crazy. You lied to everyone.
But you lie everyone the same thing.
No, you tell them all different things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's.
So to you, I'd say like, hey, I'm marrying person
it's
A.
Like
and
Game
then
of
to
Thrones.
Someone else, I'm marrying person B.
That's what Tyrion did in Game of Thrones. He's like, she's going to marry him, and then she's going to marry him. And then yeah. and then you're like, oh, you're weak.
Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah. I mean, there's no better way to do it, I guess. So.
Yeah.
Got to know who's
you can't trust anyone
selling
else.
You out.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, so that's what so they're like, you just have to stay home this weekend. Don't
okay,
do
so it's
anything.
Pretty much, he's already an inside man. That's why he is the...
No, he's like out of, like, he doesn't even work that much. He's like on vacation, and they're like, don't do anything. You just have to stay at home with her.
Yeah.
And then he takes it on himself to, like, go and, like, find all this.
Oh,
he
man.
Doesn't listen to the instructions.
Of course not. Of course not.
So, and then shit happens.
Yeah. Huh. You're selling this movie, though. I don't know if you're trying to,
but it
sounds interesting to me.
it felt like the pacing was kind of weird. And then sometimes Brad Pitt's acting just. It was just so bizarre the way he acted, like his face, like he just overacted certain scenes, and it just was like, what is going on? Like, this isn't the this isn't the correct response.
He's in love, man.
That's what I was like. Maybe I've never felt like that way about someone.
This was breaking up his marriage at the time. So maybe some in real life, real stuff creeped in. I don't know.
Yeah, he was like, oh no, by this whole movie is symbolic of my real life. But instead of a Nazi, Angelina Jolie is just no. Apparently, like they were saying, he was the problem.
That'd be my guess. I don't know. I don't know them at all.
Yeah,
couldn't tell you.
But yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What did I say? 6 out of 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
It was, cool.
There was like a scene in the beginning that was really cool, where mm-hmm. they like.
I assume it's that part from the trailer where they like teamed up. Teamed up doing something cool.
Yeah, they're like at a party. They're like a Nazi party.
Yeah, yeah, that was like the,
oh yeah, there's a trailer. And there's yeah. that scene that reminds me of Inglourious
Basterds.
The trailer
seemed very in order of what happens in
yeah,
the movie.
It was very in order.
Yeah.
But then they have Lizzie Kaplan is in it.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. She's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I really wish they focused on her more. I wonder what it's like to be a lesbian in World War II in London.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about that much.
No. No movies about that.
And he's like Canadian. They don't talk about that much either. He's a Canadian in England.
Oh.
And she's a French person in England.
Oh.
Well. There's a scene where they have sex in a sandstorm. Uh-huh. That's in the trailer.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always wondered if that would work, though.
Because
all he's, no, all he says is like, I forgot who says what.
They're like outside in a sandstorm?
Yeah. They're like, it was like the morning before like this big mission, the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, let's just go to see the sunrise.
Oh.
So they take the car out, and then a sandstorm starts happening. Mm. Like, so they get in the car, and the sandstorm starts happening. And one of them's like, you know, we could die during this mission. We could, like, sleep together, and no one will know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have sex.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, no feelings, because that's what gets people killed.
Yeah, that always works out in movies.
Yeah. And in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
No feelings.
What do you need? They need to the movie where they do get killed, and they're like, oh, it worked out.
Like, oh, it worked out fine.
We died, but, you know.
That two beautiful people having sex with each other, and then they get killed.
Yeah.
And that's why that's you always wear movie. A condom. Like,
they never had that kid.
It's a weird roundabout. It's like a bullet lodged in Brad Pitt's brain. He's still, like, alive somehow, but he's, like, hallucinating the rest of his life as
yeah.
it would happen.
Yeah, like that. And then the rest of the movie out. Is not
it's
real.
It's just a hallucination. And then
he's like, whoa, this is better than that other life I could have had.
Yeah. And then you just see Marion Cotillard crying, and it's actually his sister. And she just pulls the plug on the machine. You just hear a flatline sound, and then credits.
Credits.
That's how the movie should have ended. Oh, what if the movie ended with like an old, like you see Brad Pitt heavily made up to look mm-hmm. like a 90-year-old man in hospice?
Yeah.
And it's all a memory. He's just remembering all this.
Oh. Could be.
That'd be sad. It's a sad way to end a movie.
Very much so. I think that's why they wouldn't go that route.
It's like, he's like looking back at the, like, that's not even the, him dying is not even the worst thing that he's been through. He was once in love with the woman who they suspected was a Nazi.
Yeah.
TV. I saw the show called Freestyle Love Supreme. I got an email from CISO.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, have you seen the show? And I was like, no. And they're like, it has the Indian guy from Pitch Perfect and the creator of Hamilton and another guy from Hamilton. And I'm like, what?
I didn't know this existed.
I was like, I didn't know this. Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. it's been on there since June. Mm-hmm. I was like, they really do a really shitty job of like showing you what's on there on CISO.
Mm-hmm.
So I started watching that, and it's just like sketch comedy, but they freestyle rap a lot more. And it's like Lin-Manuel Miranda, Utkarsh something, whatever, the Indian guy from Pitch Perfect. One of the guys from Hamilton, and then another guy. And then they do like these weird sketches between. So I only saw the first episode. I don't know how I feel about it yet. The raps are really good. Really impressive. I don't know how they do it. It's like filmed in front of a live studio audience, and like they get recommendations from the audience before they start filming, and then they like pull stuff, and they're like, okay, the first one we're gonna rap about, it's like very like comedy sports or like mm-hmm. improv and rapping and comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah. Time for our discussion this week. Song title to movie title. This is a tough one.
Yeah. I was racking my brain on this one.
Yeah.
Trying to figure. Do you have one?
Yeah. I was thinking Hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Cash / Nine Inch Nails.
Mm-hmm.
As a song. And then that'd be the movie. And it's about like a really just dark movie.
About people getting hurt?
No, about like a one person.
One person getting hurt.
Yeah. And it was
a depressing movie. He's like, yeah, hurt myself.
That's the thing.
Today.
I always thought that meant cutting, but I don't think it did. Oh, no, it does. He says to see if I still bleed. It's the only thing that's real. Yeah.
Yeah, that whole song is like a story within itself.
Yeah.
Like that whole.
That or 13 by, I forgot who is it by, but Johnny Cash performs it. And that's like, that's a really visual song. You can think of the visuals as he sings it, mm-hmm. the story. Any Johnny Cash song, really. Yeah. Besides Walk the Line. Because that movie already exists.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Sing like Purple Rain, that movie already exists too.
Yeah.
Can't. I'm trying to pinpoint.
Rack City. That's a song.
I could do like Blink Aliens Exist.
Oh, there you go.
It's a song, and this is, it's a movie about trying to find out aliens, but they all think the guy's crazy.
Like real life, how we all think Tom DeLonge is crazy, exactly. And he thinks that aliens exist.
Exactly. Like that. It's the story of
it's a
character like
of Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, but it's him saying aliens are real, man. I wrote this song.
That'd be
no one believes me.
If it was like, if
but
Paul
it is
like
real
a 90s
in the
pop
world,
punk
it's
band.
Real.
It's like, yeah. Paul meets like the movie Paul.
Yeah.
Meets Blink 182.
Exactly. So you like see him discovering aliens and finding out stuff, and he's trying to tell people, and he's like, I'm quitting music now. I'm trying to investigate this. But people think he's crazy, but you really find out it is really happening.
He's like sending emails to Hillary Clinton's unsecured server and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's actually getting correspondence with
someone.
Exactly.
She's
like,
I gotta delete these. Gotta delete these. And he gets rid of them.
But that's what actually happened.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wasn't sure if you were in.
Oh,
if
yeah,
you knew
yeah.
About
I know
the emails.
It's like a real.
With him.
It's like a historical.
It's crazy. How can someone give him time of day? This president's running for president.
I know. Pretty insane.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that she deserved to lose just for that. But like, we don't know how she's spending her time in the White House if she's entertaining those kind of emails.
Well, I think the thing is, he has money. So I think she'll talk to anybody who's got money.
Yeah, like Wall Street bankers. Because
they could give him money. Any way to get money from them to her, I think she'll entertain
though.
The purpose. Yeah, and it's pretty weird.
I should have emailed her and be like, hey, I have a theory that Top Ramen is controlling our brains. And
I feel like you have to be on a certain threshold of money, though.
Yeah, I'm saying I'll get really rich.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the first step.
And then I'll do it.
Get like a lot of money and just be like, okay, she'll listen to me now. But I wonder if she's like out of that game now. No, she's probably not. You can still do Wall Street stuff to get more money.
Yeah.
Probably. Be my guess. They raised money for that recount you hear.
Yeah.
Wisconsin or whatever.
Jill Stein did. No, they say Hillary Clinton's doing the same thing.
Yeah. And Trump's like,
it's all rigged.
So dumb.
Yeah.
It's like, geez, man, it's not going to really do anything.
Yeah, it'd be crazy if it did.
I think it may make things worse if it did. I'm trying to think, would it be better or worse? Because like, people would go crazy.
What if like they're like, yep,
if
you're
it was
right,
somehow overturned?
One.
Yeah, don't you think that almost would be worse? I'm like trying to think, would it be worse?
I don't know.
I don't know the reaction.
It's like if you stepped in shit, and then you accidentally step in a pile of vomit. Is it worse?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking just the reaction.
Of people?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah, honestly, it doesn't matter anymore.
I guess. None of people's reactions do anything. It's true.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, why waste those $2 million, Jill Stein?
Yeah.
Give it to the environment.
But, like, it's people.
The Green Party, they care about the environment? Is that their whole thing?
I'm just saying, who's the people donating money to that? That's the weird part to me.
I don't know.
It's like they want to go try to raise it.
But then,
it.
Like, at the same time, Trump shouldn't care because it's in the political system. Like, you're allowed to do that.
I know. That's the thing. He doesn't like a lot of stuff in the political system.
Yeah, but too bad.
It's very dumb.
Like, people who owned people created that system, and we have faith in those people. We built monuments to those people, okay?
It's true.
We named our cities after these people. We named our high schools after these people.
So maybe Trump is ahead of the game because those people are not very great people.
Yeah.
So it's
like, I would love to read the Diary of George Washington. Is that a thing?
I don't think so.
I don't know what he did on his day-to-day life. Because those guys were young when like they were like doing all this shit.
Yeah.
We couldn't trust the country in the hands of a bunch of like 20-year-olds.
Nowadays, no way. Crash and burn.
But you think we should, though? Like,
no.
No, I mean, like, in an ideal world, like, the 20-year-olds now should be better than the 20-year-olds from, like, the 1600s, 1700s.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the case.
But why?
Because we don't have as much responsibility.
But we have so much access to, like, all this great information. Like,
I know,
we should be
like
able to look
the power
at and, like, study these other countries that failed after greatness, and we should figure out what went wrong.
I don't know the exact reason, but I think like it's because there weren't as established stuff in America. Like, that's my only assumption, is that America wasn't established, so you don't have a lot of old money there yet. Like, you don't, like, everyone's young, kind of. Like, I know there's older people, obviously, in America at the time,
mm-hmm.
but like, no, like in England, you would have, everything's established because you've had aristocrats there forever.
So what you're saying is we need to find a new place to settle.
Yeah, and start from,
and just start
scratch.
From scratch.
And I think young people will be in charge. It doesn't mean they'll do a good job, though. That's the problem.
But we did all right as America.
I know, at the time. But now, I still feel like we're worse than them.
Maybe we're giving too much credit to them, and we're not giving enough credit to the presidents that were on the way, along the way.
Like? In America?
Truman. Is he the one who fucking dropped the bomb on Japan?
Yes.
Good.
He beat Dewey.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, hard to judge.
Grant, what did he do that was so great?
Got on the...
Andrew Jackson took all those Indians off the land.
Dollar bill.
Trail of Tears. Okay, also, let's talk about the North... What is it?
Pipeline?
The Dakota Access Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a map of, like, where it goes over?
Very, like, it's like the top of Canada all the way down to, like...
Yeah, but have you seen, like, over the, like, the Dakota people land?
No.
It, like... Barely. I know in oil, any changes is more money that they would have to spend. But, like, there's a lot of shit going on. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just mm-hmm. the type of person to, for certain things, I'm just like, whatever. Like, just do whatever you want to do. I would just, like, reroute that pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It seems pretty, like, for an oil company, you know how much money they make?
Yeah.
Why can't they just be like, take the hit?
I don't know. Like, I never know the technicalities. I never know if they're doing it just because they can or doing it because it's they're incapable. Like, it can't be done that way, and we're just not thinking of something.
I don't know.
Like, I really don't know enough about it. But that's the problem. I don't feel like enough people know.
Because, like, in my head, people are fighting it this much, and while it's being built, mm-hmm. after it's being built, for sure someone's going to fucking... do something not good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be linked to it.
Yeah.
Down the line.
Uh-huh.
When a terrible, terrible accident happens to this pipeline.
Yeah, that's true.
That's on Native American land.
Good point. Good point.
So why wouldn't you just prevent that fight, from, like, that thing from occurring? Just build it. Like, let me find it.
I don't know. The only thing I can think is the money. They don't like to take hits. No one likes to take hits.
Yeah, but they have so much money.
It's never enough. It's a weird thing. Nothing's ever enough.
Okay, see? This is the Standing Rock area.
Yeah.
This is the area where it goes over their land.
And that's the only thing people are protesting about it? I thought people just thought it was bad for the environment.
Well, it's bad for the environment, but it's going over Standing Rock, which is Native American land.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why can't they just build around it?
I'm sure it's, like, millions and millions of more dollars, though.
Yeah, but it's so close. It looks so tiny on this map.
I think the map is misleading.
Let me find it. It honestly looks... Look at this. That's a river. Never mind. Fuck.
Yeah, I really don't know the reasoning. I wish they just tried harder to not disrupt people.
Like, right? Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Just... It is close.
I can't find it. It doesn't even look like it's on their land in this picture. That's how... This is very confusing.
Yeah.
That's a really
so
good
many
map
maps.
Of it.
So many maps.
It's just craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this the pipe that's going in? Because that doesn't look very secure.
I don't know.
Or is that just a stock image?
Probably just a stock. Have they started building it yet?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know enough about this because I know they were talking about it a while ago and then they stopped it for a while. It's back.
I'm going to find a map. It's like unbelievable. It doesn't look that. But I think they don't want it to even go over the water.
Probably.
Because that's their water source. But like, I know it also goes over their tribal land, and that's what they're like, no, dog. I said that to one of my coworkers the other day.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, Drew, could you do this for me? I was like, no, dog. And she's like, excuse me, I am not your dog. Because what I did, she was like, Drew, can you do this for me? I'm like, nah, dog. I'm just kidding. Here, give it to me. She's like, what's going on? I was like, you know, I'm not really feeling like doing that. Okay. So what's our discussion for next week, Mike?
We're going to do your favorite prequel movie.
Yes, sir, Bob.
So pretty self-explanatory.
On Netflix today, Ghost Team, I Dream Too Much, The Jungle Book, Level Up, and Traded. Three of those movies apply to my life.
You guess which ones.
Yeah, you guess which ones. Come back tomorrow.
I really don't know which one.
Yeah, come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. That's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.